Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
If he sins, doesn't realize it, and then it comes to his knowledge. This reminds me of a police chief we had down in Charleston about 30 years ago. He wrote a book, and Reuben Greenberg was an awesome police chief. He cleaned the city of Charleston up.
I remember him.
But in his book, and I had a hard time believing this. I want to believe it because he wrote it in there. He was driving one day, looked down and realized he was speeding, and pulled over and wrote himself a ticket. This is his words right out of his own, right out of his own book.
Right.
And is he that righteous? Possibly. You know, but that's what God's saying here. If you say you sin and you, oh my gosh, I did that.
Yep.
And
it's not just a thought that comes to you that you just dismiss because it came back to you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's like, yeah. You realize it. Yeah. Yeah. That was 30 minutes before the Sabbath ended. And I did that. I can't believe it. I didn't realize it. I had to reset that sundial.
That's right.
And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat, kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offerings before the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take of the blood and sin offering with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering. Shall pour out his blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering, and he shall burn all his fat upon the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall make an atonement for him as concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty. I mean, and there again, I can't specify how easy this is to do.
Yes.
This is one of the common people. Now, this is a statute for the common person who accidentally sins and realizes it. So, I'm on my way out to tend my flock, and I'm walking by Billy Bob's tent. Billy Bob's wife steps out, and just that fast, my mind says, "Woo, isn't she a pretty woman? I would love to have her as a wife." You know, you've coveted your neighbor's wife.
Yep.
That easy. And then you're out in the field working, you realize, wow, what did I do? It is impossible to follow the law, and God's giving the law now for the purpose of showing mankind that it is impossible to follow. There again, I gave you the easy law. Follow me with all your heart, circumcise your children. That wasn't easy enough, so we're going to do the hard one to prove to you that the easy one, follow Jesus Christ, my perfect sacrifice, is a much better way. Or if his sin, which he hath sinned, come to his knowledge, then he should bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin, which he hath sinned. I can see me back then. Going up to the tabernacle, priest steps out. "You again, Dave. It's 7 times this week. You're going to be out of goats here real soon."
Well, the wagon's on the way. These guys are bringing it. I did pick out the best, though. And I am giving them freely.
Yes, freely. I believe if I could bring them by the whole flock here and just take care of next month, I would do that. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering and slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood therein with his finger. And you know what? Could I bring the whole flock and just do a massive sacrifice? Yes, God did that with Jesus Christ. The one perfect sacrifice. So this would never have to be done again.
Mm-hmm.
And the goats and the sheep said, "Amen."
Yes.
Yes. And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offerings, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. He shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. If he bring a lamb for a sin offering, he shall bring it a female without blemish. That's different. A female without blemish, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, slay it for a sin offering in the place where they kill the burnt offering, and the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. He shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar according to the offerings made by fire unto the Lord, and the priest shall make an atonement for his sin he hath committed, and it shall be forgiven him. A major process, just picking out the lamb without blemish or the goat. You can't just do that walking around the goat. You got to get the goat, you got to flip it over, you got to examine it. It couldn't have more than three hairs that were not the same color. It had to be a perfect specimen. Chapter 5, Book of Leviticus. And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear the iniquity. So, you heard your neighbor swearing. And this isn't just saying cuss words. This is cursing God, the Lord's name. And you heard it, and you don't utter it, then you are guilty of it. It must be reported.
Because mm-hmm. you let it in through your ear gate, you're containing it and carrying it.
What if your tent was right next to Bill and Susie's tent, and they got into these domestic squabbles most every night? And
Bill was a longshoreman.
Yes, Bill's a longshoreman. And Susie, she had her wayward times in times past. Right. And when they really get into it, they kind of get vocal.
Yep.
So you're probably should move your tent, but yeah, it could be that easy. And that's what we're trying to explain here, that men are sinful. You can't. When these people left the tent, they knew they were coming back. They were holy. They were covered. They were never holy. They were covered for moments. Mm-hmm. Or if a soul touch any unclean thing, where it be a carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of an unclean cattle, carcass of an unclean creeping thing, and it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touch the uncleanness of a man, whosoever uncleanliness it is, be a man, shall be defiled withal, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty. Okay, so you're one of the farmers of the group. You chose to be the farmer and not the herd keeper. And you're working in the soil. Oh man, that's a dead bug that I just brought up out of the soil in my hand. Oh.
Yep.
Pick out a lamb.
Yep.
Yes, it's that easy, folks. Mm-hmm. Or if a soul swear, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatsoever it be, a man shall pronounce with an oath, and it be hid from him when he knoweth of it, and he shall be guilty in one of these. And it shall be, when he shall be guilty of one of these things, he shall confess that he hath sinned in that thing. He shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin, which he hath sinned, a female from the flock, and a lamb or a kid of the goats, for his sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. He be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass which he hath committed two turtle doves or two young pigeons unto the Lord, one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring unto them the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off his head for the neck, but shall not divide it asunder. And I bet you Moses utters under his voice all the time, "These ignorant children, look what they have caused."
Yep.
And he shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. He shall offer the second for a burnt offering according to the manner, and the priest shall make an atonement for him for his sin which he hath sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. And we keep saying that, you know, Moses was able to follow after God and had his heart right. But you see, at the end of his life, he accidentally sins a grievous sin before the Lord. And because of it, he's not allowed to go into the promised land.
Because he was swept up in emotions for a moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's that easy. But if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sins shall bring for his offering 10th part an epeth of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. And there again, God makes a way for even those of the lowest economic levels. Then shall he bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it, even a memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar according to the offerings made by fire unto the Lord. It is a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him as touching his sin, that he has sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him. And the remnant shall be the priest as a meat offering. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the soul committed trespass and sinned through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy thing, and he shall add the fifth part thereto and go into the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a soul sin to commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, through he wist it not, yet he is guilty and shall bear the iniquity, even though he didn't want to do it. And he ended up doing it for some reason, you know. And he shall bring it, like Aaron, make us a god.
Okay.
The Bible doesn't say he argued it all. But had he argued, oh, we can't do it. No, we're going to stone you. Okay, I'll make it.
Right.
Then he's still guilty.
Right.
You know? Even if he didn't want to do it, but he ended up doing it for a reason, you know?
Darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The law ends in guilty.
Mm-hmm.
There is no innocence in the law. You end guilty. If you follow the law, you end guilty. And you have to be very careful. There are those out there that want to hang on to little pieces of this. And Christ says, if you hold on to one iota of it, what I offer you is not available. It has to be me or nothing. Accept my full pardon, because the law only ends in bondage and guilty. And he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock, with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance, wherein he erred and wist it not. It shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He hath certainly trespassed against the Lord, as we all do daily.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 6, book of Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor, in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, or have found that which was lost and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely, or in any of these things that a man doeth, sinning therein. Okay, all three of those verses say if a man tells a lie, God specifies in every situation here, but basically if a man tells a lie, then it shall be because he hath sinned and is guilty, and he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found. Let's just say, I need to come up with some of these Israeli names. You know, give me a good Israeli name.
Oh, man. Shlomo.
Shlomo, yes. Shlomo's walking. He's walking through the camp. Give me another one. It's hard when you stop to think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, Simeon.
Well, he's one of the founders. We want to leave him out. Right. So, Shlomo, he's going over there to Abadah's tent.
Right.
Well, he's walking by, and he sees this nice little shiny pocket knife on the ground. There's nobody around. It's obviously lost. You know? He picks it up, and it's got Abadah's initials on it.
Right.
He knows who it belonged to, but it was lost.
Yeah.
If something's just lost, don't you have the right to pick it up and keep it?
Yeah.
But if you know where it came from, you have to take it back, God says.
Right.
For all that about which he hath sworn falsely, he shall even restore it to the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appeareth in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. Now, we're actually getting into higher value animals here, because it said here earlier, by estimation by shekels of silver for this one, and this one here is also by estimation. So, I mean, if you've ever dealt in animals, I've dealt in horses all my life, you can have a $150 horse and a $50,000 horse in the same field.
Right.
To the untrained eye, they don't look much different. They have a neck and 4 feet, you know.
Right.
And a $150 one could have lots of beauty about him. But the animals are different and worth more for different reasons. So he's actually adding an estimated value to these animals now. Some of these sins are more grievous than others. The priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he hath done in trespassing therein. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering, that the burnt offering, because it being a burning on the altar all night unto the morning, the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. The priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen breeches, shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. He shall put off his garments and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Get it in your head. There is a line of people bringing these animals to this congregational meeting place, God's tabernacle, with the altar burning day in and day out. It never ceases. We're talking about 2 million folks here. It is an ongoing thing. It baffles my mind, but nothing's beyond God. God made these animals multiply just for this reason, to cover the sins of these children until he could get to the point where he could cover them once and for all. So he made these flocks expand exponentially. And we've seen that as we've seen the patriarchs go and stay in other countries, and their flocks just erupted and just multiplied more than average. So God is providing a way, which he always will. And this is the law of the meat offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar. Shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor, even the memorial of it unto the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in a holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be bacon with leaven. I have given it unto them for their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, as is the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Everyone that toucheth them shall be holy. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer unto the Lord in the day when he is anointed, the tenth part of an epheth of fine flour for a meat offering, perpetual, half of it in the morning and half of it at night. In a pan it shall be made with oil. When it is bacon, thou shalt bring it in. Bacon pieces of the meat offering shalt thou offer for a sweet savor unto the Lord. The priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever unto the Lord. It shall be wholly burnt. For every meat offering for the priest shall be wholly burnt. It shall not be eaten. the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest that offer it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of it blood thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. But the earthen vessels where it is sodden shall be broken. And if it be sodden in a brazen pot, shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among the priests shall eat thereof. It is most holy. And no sin offering whereof any of the blood is brought unto the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile withal in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in fire. This is a major undertaking. Mm-hmm. Some of the pots, some of the vessels that are used in these statutes have to be broken and remade. This requires work, lots of work. You have to work to be holy under the law. Just to be cleansed on a daily basis, you have to work. What did Christ say? Works will not get you to heaven. The law only ends in death. The law only ends in separation from God. And the law only ends in bondage. And these people are getting the first taste of the bondage of the religious law that they're given now. And they're given it because they couldn't live with the simplicity of the first covenant. Which was?
Don't eat that.
Follow me with all your heart.
The second was, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children.
Yep, follow me with all your heart. Circumcise your children. Mm-hmm. It's that easy, my children. Don't eat of that tree. It's that easy, my children. They couldn't do it. Every day in God's Word is a good day. You can join us here every day at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
We're looking at every word in this Bible. You got to read every word. You got to ponder every line. You got to read it over and over and over again. Don't dive in and say, I'm going to read the Bible one. These read the Bible in a year, one time through. Don't limit yourself. 40th time you've read through this book, you're going to get something different. God will open things up to you and give you understanding that I've read that passage so many times, and all of a sudden, wow, that is what that means. You know, when I seen in Genesis, where he created man, male and female, and told them to replenish the earth. Replenish, what does that mean? That means there was men there at one time already. Mm-hmm. We got to repopulate it. This is the second time through. And then there are other things in here that say the same thing. Look at every word. Examine every sentence. Look at every passage over and over again. You'll find other things and spiritual windows will open. Been a pleasure with you here today on WBFF 97.7 with Dave and Jonathan on Between the Lines. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.